WVU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump, arriving back from Camp David, is defending his decision to deploy National Guard troops to Los Angeles neighborhoods this weekend when protests broke out over ICE arrests.
People that are causing the problem are professional agitators, they're insurrectionists.
California's governor, Gavin Newsom, says he nor local or state police did not request the National Guard and is planning to sue the Trump administration for sending the troops to the area, including a federal courthouse vandalized during demonstrations. President Trump expected to hold a call today with Israel's prime minister. The White House says the U.S. is waiting for Hamas to respond to the latest ceasefire hostage release proposal. And a federal judge in New York today dismissing actor and producer Justin Baldoni's $400 million lawsuit against actress Blake Lively. The co-stars of It Ends With Us have been in a legal battle for the past year. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. 100 Vietnam War veterans will board the Yellow Ribbon Honor Flight to Washington, D.C. as part of EAA Air Ventures' annual salute to veterans. The veterans will travel to the nation's capital on July 25th to tour war memorials at no cost to them. At the conclusion of the Friday afternoon air show, thousands of people will welcome the veterans home as they return to Oshkosh. The 72nd annual EAA Air Venture Fly-In Convention is July 21st through 27th at Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh. A federal judge has issued a temporary block on the Trump administration's cancellation of hundreds of millions of dollars in AmeriCorps grant funding. Joanne Krulatz has that story.
The decision means the federal agency must restore grant funding and Corps members in those states. The federal lawsuit was filed by Democratic state officials across the country. It accused President Donald Trump's cost-cutting efforts through the Department of Government Efficiency of reneging on grants funded through the AmeriCorps state and national program. The program was budgeted $557 million in congressionally approved funding this year, but the judge is allowing the 30-year-old federal agency to proceed with its reduction in force.
The restoration of AmeriCorps funding means that the Green Bay Conservation Corps will be fully funded once again. The Green Bay City Council voted to use ARPA funds to keep the Conservation Corps going over the past 5 weeks. But now the Conservation Corps is waiting for guidance from AmeriCorps and Serve Wisconsin on how to use the reinstated grant funding. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The PAC says goodbye to Jair. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. ESPN, the first to report, the Packers deciding to part ways with the 28-year-old offensive back Jair Alexander. Packers president Mark Murphy confirming the story to WBAY-TV Green Bay.
Well, first of all, he's been a great player for us. Obviously, elite talent and, unfortunately just injured a lot.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Braves tonight in Milwaukee. The Crew losing a close one yesterday, 1-0 to the San Diego Padres. Freddie Peralta allowed just one hit through six innings and thought about going back out in the seventh.
For 1 second, I was thinking about it to come back, but it was good enough just to bring somebody else.
So Rob Zastrzynski took over in the seventh, and Manny Machado knocked one out of the park on him. That was the ball game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, it was a decision that, you know, we had to talk to Freddie first, see how he felt. He was out of gas. Could we have pushed him into it? I'm sure he would have done it for us.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and cool today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and breezy winds out of the west and showers and some storms sparking up this afternoon. Otherwise, tomorrow, a high-pressure system moves in, giving us plenty of sunshine and warmer temperatures in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
On Tuesday's show, we'll welcome New Leaf Foods to talk about the upcoming Climate, Food, and Policy Roundtable event. Plus, we'll chat with author Spike Peterson.
Then we'll catch up with Jason Matsmith from the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake.
Join us. This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. So our geeky science for the day, or actually it's just good old-fashioned news alert. A new study finds that the H5N1 bird flu, this is the same variation or strain or, well, it's not the same, it's analogous to the one that swept the world in 1918, 1919, killed hundreds of millions of people, that new strain of bird flu has now gone airborne. It's officially airborne. The study focused on transmission in ferrets. So this is not, you know, people yet, but hey, the study says it displayed reduced virulence. It's not quite as deadly, but it's far more contagious. And, of course, this is how the 1918 pandemic started, with a mild flu that then became more virulent as time went on. And this all happens right after the Trump administration canceled an $800 million contract with Moderna to develop a bird flu vaccine. And as Bob Kennedy has stopped tracking bird flu largely, and the whole CDC staff and, you know, those folks that were working on bird flu, they're kind of looking for other things to do. This is, here's another piece of this. Amy Maxman, writing for the Kaiser Family Foundation, or KFF, they call it now, Health News. The Trump administration's cancellation of $766 million in contracts to develop mRNA vaccines against potential pandemic flu viruses is the latest blow to national defense. Former health security officials said they warned that the U.S. could be at the mercy of other countries in the next pandemic. Why? Well, we saw this. You know, we developed a vaccine against the against COVID. It rolled it out in December of 2020. And by, you know, the first couple months of 2021, Americans were vaccinated in, by the millions. But in other countries, they couldn't get the vaccine because we made it. And, you know, it took months before they got it. And as a consequence, hundreds of thousands of people died in those other countries. Well, if we're not going to manufacture the vaccine, we could be the ones at the end of the bus, at the end of the train or the end of the whatever, the end of the line. I mean, 103 million people were killed by the last flu pandemic in the last century. They go on to note, in anticipation of the next big one, the U.S. government began bolstering the nation's pandemic flu defenses during the George W. Bush administration. These strategies were designed by the Security Council and the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority at the Department of Health and Human Services. And the Trump administration is undermining each of these steps as it guts these health agencies, Amy Maxman writes, cuts research and health budgets, and issues perplexing policy changes. Since Trump took office, at least half the Security Council staff has been laid off or left, and the future of BARDA is murky. The nation's top vaccine advisor, Peter Marks, resigned under pressure in March, citing, quote, the unprecedented assault on scientific truth. And now Trump is not only stopping funding for vaccines going forward, He's trying to get the vaccine companies to give back to the federal government the money that they've already received and spent on partially developing these vaccines. This is just wild stuff. Meanwhile, over at the Kennedy Center, the Kennedy Center has been around for a while, shall we say. And it could use some spiffing up, but they run on a really tight budget. It's a nonprofit organization. It is associated with the federal government. The president appoints the board of directors and I believe some of the staff. I think the board actually is supposed to fire and hire the staff, but Trump ignored the rules anyway, and has taken over the Kennedy Center. And so he's looking for some money to spiff the place up. And here comes the Qatari government going, hey, keep sending weapons to us and keep loving us and we'll do anything you want, Donald. And so now this is a Trump appointee. This is in the Wall Street Journal. A Trump appointee on the Kennedy Center board has suggested building a marina next to it on the Potomac River so that visitors, wealthy, of course, can pull up their boats and listen to music. Kennedy Center officials have discussed speaking to Mideast countries such as Qatar about funding the renovation of its VIP lounges, people familiar with the matter said. The article is titled, "It's Opening Night for the MAGA Makeover," the Kennedy Center, over on the Wall Street Journal. So wild stuff, absolutely wild stuff. Yeah, the bribery, in other words, the bribery train is still rolling along, right, is the bottom line. Amazing. All right, what's on your mind? James in Hollywood. Hey, James, what's up?
Hey, Tom, it's my birthday today, and
well, happy birthday,
I hope
James.
You grant me a thank you, sir. I hope you grant me an extra minute or two for my birthday and to promote world peace through music, rhythm, and harmony. Anyhow, I'm a dinosaur. I'm not a techie, and this is for all the techies out there and patriotic millionaires. Anyhow, anti-war protesters are not anti-Semitic. Anti-genocide protesters are not anti-Semitic. Anti-ethnic cleansing protests are not anti-Semitic. Anti-bombing hospitals are not anti-Semitic. Anti-starving men, women, children, babies to death protests are not anti-Semitic. Anti-using American-made weapons to destroy countries' infrastructure is not anti-Semitic. And being against using American-made smart rockets to obliterate a restaurant with innocent men, women, children, and babies torn to pieces, arms, legs, and torsos all over the streets and restaurants with a lake of blood, innocent blood, that is not anti-Semitic. And I hope one of the patriotic millionaires are listening and could pay for an ad in the Wall Street Journal, WAPO, New York Times, New York Post, et cetera, and straighten this up. Trump is using anti-Semitic to stop, the triple MICC, the mighty media military industrial complex conglomeration, and they're all for using American-made.
I totally get it, James. I totally get it. And your rant was spot on. I can't disagree with a word of it. Thank you. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I just want to reemphasize this point you keep making, because you're right, for whatever it's worth. This is more than just Trump, frankly.
Dave, you just faded out.
Okay. I said, frankly, this is more than just Trump, and it's more than just Stephen Miller. And the Stephen Miller thing particularly gets on my nerves because I find him very repulsive. But the truth of the matter is people in America have they've kind of rejected democracy for a variety of reasons. Okay, here's the point. The other day I was trying to make this point about how a lot of Trump voters and some liberals believe the only way to prosperity is wealth. And I was saying it on Michelangelo's show. Here's the thing. There have been wealthy gay people. They weren't free, okay? They weren't totally free. So now they have benefited from some liberal policies, right? And here's the thing is I don't know if it's enough. Mm-hmm. And what Trump and the Republican Party and MAGA has done is created a fascist framework, infrastructure. Now, whether or not that goes full nationalist, socialist, Nazi, I don't know. We have a lot of foreign adversaries, Tom. I mean, China and Russia could use this. Beijing and Moscow could definitely use this to their political advantage. And also, as far as like racial slurs that we use during wartime, I've been using the term plywoodians, because that's really what these people want to do. They want to turn humans into plywoodians. You know, because the old targets downrange were made of plywood.
Ah,
all right,
okay.
Not a human.
Yeah.
So maybe I don't know. Maybe
spoken
that
like
will,
an old artillery,
you know,
man. Is that the deal?
Yeah, and maybe that'll help your people's sensitivities to these things. Because that's really what it boils down to. They want to turn protesters into plywoodians. You are nothing more than a piece of plywood.
Right.
Being forewarned is being forearmed.
There you go. You're the target downrange, Dave. Thank you. 15 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls on the Tom Hartman program here in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman program.
So it looks like Grok, speaking as Musk, was telling Stephen Miller, I took your wife? Really? Something weird is going on over on X.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community is brought to you by Insight Eye Care. Insight offers comprehensive eye care and the area's most advanced dry eye treatments by utilizing intense pulse light and radio frequency therapy. Improving lives by improving sight. WIinsight.com.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Join us weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on WGBW and WISS, now brought to you by Pickle and Bag.
For your next group outing, visit pickleandbags.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is Pollinator Month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The Ecosystem Mission Area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
we get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. You know, lately it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards the power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but for everyone. And the Supreme Court, they're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If all this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policies stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511. And become a member today. Join us and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
The GOP Taliban is making their move. Changing the rules, got something to prove. They don't want your voice, don't want your choice. Trying to take your vote, trying to drown.
Minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Mike in Gainesville, Virginia. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I think the Democrats need to really come out strong against this violence. I mean, because this is only supporting Trump. I mean, they should make it very clear that this is supporting Trump.
Democrats already have done. They've been doing that loudly. Mike. But it's not Democrats who are doing the violence. Crackpots who call themselves anarchists and probably some Trump bumpers in there. I'm guessing I will bet that this next weekend, this next Saturday, you're going to see ultimately we're going to find that there's going to be agent provocateurs in the crowds.
Well, yeah. So the key is for all the peaceful protesters to make sure that they turn in anybody who commits violence.
Yep.
And saying that you will testify against them in a court of law.
Sure.
Because that's the only way we're going to be able to stop this.
Yeah. Take them down.
Yes. Because they are the ones that are causing all the problems. The best way to get back at Trump is to have the National Guard have to do nothing.
Yep.
Get a million people out in the streets in a peaceful protest.
Yep. I agree.
I agree. Okay, but that's what you have to do.
Well said, Mike. Thank you. Jane in Limerick, Maine. Hey, Jane, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I've been thinking about what is going on in L.A., and my observation is they want to get us before we get them. Remember the French Revolution?
Yeah, I do, but I don't think it's analogous. I mean, maybe.
You don't. Because he's against all the people.
No,
and
I
we're
get that.
A lot more of us than they are them. Of course, they have the big guns and the big weapons, right. But I think he's really trying to put the horse in front of the cart.
Yeah. Yeah, it may well be. I mean, you know, one of the big lessons of the French Revolution is, you know, what Maximilian Robespierre and his friends did, you know, the what did they call that? The council? No, there was a word for it, but whatever, you know. I mean, the terror, right, is what they turned it into. Be careful.
I was very amazed to find out that not only did they chop off the heads of the rich people, but they also, of their servants and their slaves and their gardeners and everybody who worked for them, according to a movie I saw anyway. I was surprised to see that. But anyway, I think it's a case of get them before they get us, because we're getting more dissatisfied every day.
Yeah.
With how they're treating us and taking away our basic rights.
Yeah, good point, Gene. Thank you very much for the call. Jamal in Brooklyn, New York. Hey, Jamal, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. It's Jamai.
Jamai, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, there it is.
How are you? Oh, and thank you and Luis for your public service, letting the world know the truth. And, my topic today is... I want to reiterate, I called before, I truly think that what Trump is doing is basically it's like revenge of, because Putin was part of the KGB when it was USSR,
mm-hmm.
and he felt that was the biggest mistake for the USSR to break up.
Yep.
So I think his revenge is for us, for the same thing to happen to us. And Trump is, because me and my daughter, we finished watching The Americans.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch it when it came out before, and because I was like, I want to see, like, kind of how this all began, because I feel like the Republican Party, like, they've been all infiltrated in mm-hmm. a lot of different levels,
mm-hmm.
and the Americans just showed so how easily people were to be influenced, to work with the Russians and stuff like that,
yeah.
or just to be blackmailed.
I watched a little bit of that when it first came out. I should probably go back and binge watch the whole series.
Yeah, but right now with the LA, I think that's like his trying to start the beginning with taking away states' rights so that the state can kind of rebel and, you know.
Well, and one of the first things Putin did is he ended all the elected governorships of all the states, the oblasts all across Russia, and replaced them with appointed people that he appointed. Jamai, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Spot on. Well said.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll
will send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he hosts the Todd Alba Show, appropriately named, from 2 to 4 across the network. Todd Alba joins us after 9:30. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. After 33 years of dedicated service to the Oshkosh Area School District, Assistant Superintendent of Operations Julie Conrad Peters is leaving the district to be the superintendent in Lake Wales, Florida. Conrad Peters started her career in Oshkosh as a high school teacher, a department chair, a high school principal, then a middle school principal, and then director of curriculum and assessment before she became the assistant superintendent of operations. The Oshkosh Area School District will begin its search for Conrad Peters' replacement soon. Once again, Tammy Baldwin has introduced a bill to help Wisconsinites save money on their health care. Joanne Krulatz has details.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joined Senators Amy Klobuchar and Peter Welch to introduce the SMART Act, Strengthening Medicare and Reducing Taxpayer Prices Act. The legislation would expand the number of drugs that Medicare can negotiate lower drug prices for, reduce federal spending, and give the Department of Health and Human Services stronger tools to negotiate lower drug prices in Medicare Part B and Part D. According to preliminary estimates from a model by West Health and Verton Research, if the Smart Prices Act was enacted in 2026, it would save 33% more by 2030 than current law. It would also allow Medicare to begin negotiations earlier and bring down the price of more expensive drugs.
Increased costs and construction delays caused the opening of the Green Bay Public Market to be pushed back to 2026. On Broadway is currently conducting a capital campaign to raise money for the project, expected to cost $12 million, but eventually attracting more than 1 million visitors to downtown Green Bay. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and cool today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and breezy winds out of the west and showers and some storms sparking up this afternoon. Otherwise, tomorrow, a high-pressure system moves in, giving us plenty of sunshine and warmer temperatures in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
Brewers baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers baseball all season long on WISS. The Todd Alba Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Alba Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the show Young Sheldon, actor Lance Barber. And we'll talk about the amazing career and life of Michael J. Fox. We are going to light it like it's Monday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Your support.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors even before they start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. I love it. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
Counting dollars by the hour, they twist the truth and bend the rules while they laugh at the rest of us fools. What do you call a class so bold with hearts of stone and hands of gold? They've got a name that fits the pitch. Let's call them all the morbidly rich. The morbidly rich, they take it all while the rest of us are left.
35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Abrigo in Miami. Hey, Abrigo, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I've been doing a little bit of critical thinking, and I went to Panama and came back in May last year.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way there, I was actually in Panama, in Santiago, and there were buses coming in from Darien carrying immigrants all the way to the border of Costa Rica. So they stopped there where I was having a dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the immigrants came down, and I asked them why they were coming to the United States. And they say because the border were open. This was last year in 2024.
Yeah.
2020. Then I start thinking and say, okay, these people coming in because they're hearing the borders are open where they are not.
Right. And where are they and hearing that? They're hearing it on Fox News, and they're hearing it from Ted Cruz and people like him.
Right. And they hear on RT. They hear almost everything. And Fox News is almost all over in South America and Central America.
Yep.
Then I was always thinking and say, between when Obama was president, the issue wasn't immigration. Immigration wasn't declining. It was what to do with the people that were already here that came as a young people or child,
mm-hmm.
or the dreamers. That was the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then all these states, the southern states, Florida, Arizona, Texas, New Mexico, North Carolina, South Carolina, start passing law that the state can also deport, or not deport, but get people if they don't have the driver's license or they are undocumented, and they have to turn it into the immigration. And right. That's why Obama spike up.
Right.
But then when Trump started coming down the elevator, he started saying that he was going to build the wall. When that started, most of the people that have problems and issues on their country that want to get out, they say this is the time before they build the wall and start coming in, and then caravans start coming in.
Right.
So Trump created and fabricated an issue that were not to run on it.
Yeah, no, I've been saying this for years, Abrigo, that the Republicans have created this immigration crisis by claiming, lying through their teeth, but claiming during the Obama and during the Biden administrations,
that the border
was wide open when it wasn't. It never was.
When it wasn't. And so they're creating an issue that we're not, and now they, when at the end of the Obama administration, on year 15, on 2015, that's when it starts spiking at the end.
Yep.
Immigration, and he didn't know what to do because he's creating an issue that Trump creating an issue that we're not.
Yeah,
and then when he couldn't handle it,
yeah, no, I got it. You know, I got it. The Republicans create the problem, and then they point to the problem and say, we're the ones who can solve the problem. It's bizarre. Abrigo, thank you so much for the call. Sean in Easton, Pennsylvania. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I called in a couple months back. I asked Jefferson this, and he wasn't sure, so maybe you can help. When Trump, when they did the first tax cuts that's expiring after this year, could the Democrats have undone anything or changed the tax policies when they had control of Congress in 2021, 2022?
Arguably, yeah. But it would have produced... I mean, you know, yes, because it could have been done by reconciliation, because the original bill was done by reconciliation. Reconciliation is legislation that only has to do with taxing and spending, and it cannot be filibustered, the so-called Byrd rule. And arguably the Democrats could have submitted a budget by reconciliation that would have undone those tax cuts. But it would have been perceived by a lot of people as a tax increase, even though a lot of the Trump tax cuts were for the middle class started expiring after 3 years, and that's what they're doing again. You know, they're putting some tax cuts for the middle class in there, but then they expire after 3, 4, 5 years, whereas the tax cuts for billionaires are for the full 10 years.
But I think it would have been politically unpalatable
for them to do that.
I feel like they could have targeted the rich, though, right? They could have just targeted millionaires. It just seems like taxing the wealthiest more and, you know, eliminating stock buybacks. And it just seems like that's a platform and getting money out of politics. I mean, that just seems like without even any, like, that just seems like a platform.
I agree.
By itself.
I agree. Let's enforce the Sherman Act again, too. Yeah. No, there's a bunch of things, you know, free college, free health care, enforce the Sherman Act, stop. Stock buybacks.
I just like to see Democrats actually talk about raising taxes on millionaires going forward. I mean, I feel like they kind of missed an opportunity to at least bring it up when they did control the House. I know they got a lot done in only so much time in 2 years,
Biden did actually increase taxes on rich people, and he also placed a minimum 15% tax on all corporations. He did
raise
taxes.
And he did the 1% stock buyback, too, right?
Although I don't recall the details of it.
I think it was just a 1% tax. I would still like to see more closer to those 50, 70%.
That's the thing, Sean. I think that more and more Americans want, more than even Bernie. I mean, they want a genuinely progressive agenda. They want to go back to LBJ and FDR. And you've got so much of the Democratic Party, you know, under the thrall of, these guys who are deeply in debt to the very wealthy, you know, the Josh Gottheimers and Jared Goldens of the world, the so-called corporate problem solvers. It's a real problem for the party right now. Sean, I got to run, but thanks for the call. Morris in Inglewood, California. Hey, Morris, what's on your mind today?
Inglewood, what's going on with you, Tommy? Listen, I was at that situation over here on Alondra and the 710 freeway in Paramount, where the ISIS was over there doing their thing.
Oh, interesting.
And the thing that got me thinking was I understood that the LAPD and the sheriffs and all them fellas, that they would not cooperate with ICE, right? Mm-hmm. But also listen to your boy, the new chief of police that they got in L.A. He used to be the chief of police in Long Beach. I can't think of him right now, but I'm looking at his face. I must have got a brain fart. But anyway, Tom, we're in a pickle. And here's the pickle. Trump is trying to distract everybody with this stuff. He's trying to distract from his failures. Governor Newsom, he just missed a prime opportunity. Instead of telling the Homeland Security fella, come and arrest me, you know where I am, he should have let everybody know that Trump is trying to manufacture these crises to distract from his failures. Okay?
That's what he said. He said that in a tweet. He said that on television. I've seen him say that, you know, I mean, I've physically seen him say that on television, of course, twice.
Tom, there's about 10 things you can go straight down and repeat them over and over and over and over, and there's nothing Trump can do. He's decimated this economy. Mm-hmm. We all know that. Our tourism is down in New York, Arizona, and Los Angeles. Canadians are not coming here. They don't play. What this guy is trying to do is, you said this earlier, I've been listening, he's trying to get the insurrection law going. Yep. Once he gets the insurrection law going, you know, we can suspend everything, okay? Yep. And that's where he is. But the governor had a wonderful, he could have taken over the Democratic Party. He could have taken over the, but you know, they come in with the soft language, Tom. They don't speak for the people. This is really not a democracy, Tom. We're going to call it what it is. Democracy is a euphemism. If 80% of the people want something and they can't get it, we
it's
cannot call this a democracy.
No, it's an oligarchy. Yeah, we
okay,
are.
But all I'm going to get off the phone now, but all this guy had to do was just let everybody know about Trump's failure. We got no more manufacturing. John Gear done left. Farmers are being decimated. Public education is decimated. The rule of law is gone. Just stick to that and let everybody know that Trump is trying to distract from his failure. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, Morris. It's the economy, stupid, is the old saying. Yeah, I'm with you. It's 44 minutes past the hour. I'm picking up your phone calls. Wendy in Burlington is up next. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's your media support group for We the People. We'll be right back. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it's happened till you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
Hi, I'm David Rucker, Vice President of Retail Banking at Bank First. At Bank First, we understand that every home buyer has unique needs. That's why we offer a wide range of mortgage solutions to fit your lifestyle and goals. Building your dream home, our construction to permanent loans offer one-time closing and interest-only payments during construction. First-time buyer, veteran, or active duty military. Purchasing in a rural area, we have a solution. Need assistance with upfront costs? Our Down Payment Plus program offers up to $10,000 in forgivable grants for eligible buyers. At Bank First, we're committed to guiding you through every step of your home ownership journey. Let's find the right mortgage solution for you. Check us out at bankfirst.com. Bank First, your partnership in home ownership. NMLS 13930, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hear Mino and the Mayor weekday mornings 6 to 9 on WGBW and WISS. John and Jim are fans of Rebel Eddie's auto detailing, interior steam cleaning, graphene spray wax, even paint correction. Free estimates, 920-671-8984. RebelEddies.com.
The Veteran Salute on Mino and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, OlsonLegalGroup.com.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in
a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. Louise adds it to her coffee every morning. This isn't just another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage and improve cellulite appearance. And right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, I can get you up to 45% off, but only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. There were 5 million jars sold, over 8,000 five-star reviews. Go to getnativepath.com/THOM.
The chains of hatred shattered, we said nevermore. But now I see the shadows there crawling back to life. Musk and Rubio smiling, feeding on the strife. Can you feel the children crying? Do you hear the mothers weep? The ghosts of old apartheid waking from their sleep. Is this the apartheid revival, white greed in a new disguise? As black blood flows like rivers, who will stand and rise? Is this the apartheid revival, the same old hate in modern style? As children beg for mercy, do you see their hollow eyes? From South Africa to D.C., the money talks so loud.
Funny, 51 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Wendy in Burlington, Vermont. Hey, Wendy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. First time call, long time listener.
Thank you, Wendy.
Wondering whether you think, because it's been running around my brain, that this whole deal on last Saturday, it was a distraction or a ruse because of what's going to happen this Saturday.
I think it was a prep for what's going to happen this Saturday. I think that this Saturday, Trump and his buddies are planning on disrupting the anti-Trump protests, and they want to turn those disruptions into spectacle and use them as an excuse for declaring a state of emergency, an insurrection.
And I think
his ultimate goal is to cause the entire summer to be that. I think also, I think what he wants is a summer of trouble, the summer of 68 in some ways. And
exactly.
And then out of that, he thinks that he can stop the election in 2026, in my opinion. Now, I realize that might be a stretch, and a lot of people think that's a conspiracy theory, but that's what I think he's up to.
I think you and I might be on the same page, and I'm wondering, okay, first, I just got a text from Bernie's office, and Bernie is giving out free basketballs at 1:30, about an hour in Waterbury, Vermont, mm-hmm. about an hour east, mm-hmm. which I find very interesting in a way that he's not going to be in Burlington, and he's doing a great thing, giving away basketballs, but I'm wondering whether, the protests are planned here, and I'm participating, and I'm wondering if you think that wearing a mask would be a good idea. Is that a good idea, or just approach?
I don't think it's a bad idea. I'm pretty sure that probably in most of these protests there will be agents of Homeland Security filming people and using facial recognition software. And if you're concerned about that, wearing a mask is probably a very good idea. I won't be wearing a mask, but I'm a fairly public figure. I couldn't hide, my opinions if I wanted to.
Yeah.
I would not discourage anybody from wearing a mask. Absolutely.
And then the other issue is trying to get, I've attended several protests in the area over the past 100 and something days, however many days we're into this. And it's mostly people over the age of 65. And talking with the Generation XYZ, even the millennials, wondering what you would suggest to try to, they understand that things are amok and a mess. Mm-hmm. How to get them to understand how critical this time is without turning them off?
Well, I think going back to the point that, there has not been, ever since the Reagan Revolution, there has not been any meaningful legislation for the average person. Whereas when the Democrats ran things, from 33 to 1981, we got all kinds of cool stuff, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, unemployment insurance, the right to unionize, minimum wage, et cetera. Just pointing that out to young people and saying, this is what Republicans have done to us. This is what the Supreme Court did to us with Citizens United. And, and we need to be standing up and fighting back. Wendy, I want to try and get one more call in here before the show's over.
Go for it, Tom. Thank you so much for your advice.
Thank you. Good talking to you.
Bye.
And good luck this weekend.
Yep.
Byron in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hey, Byron, last minute's yours. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom. If the Republicans and Trump were serious about reducing government waste, wouldn't they try to reduce the defense budget? Isn't it like $1 trillion a year? That's like $1 million.
Yeah, the other one is Medicare Advantage. We know that the insurance companies are overbilling to the tune of over $100 billion a year. I mean, that's been documented 16 ways to Sunday. And there is bloat and waste in the government. Most of it has to do with so-called private-public partnerships like Medicare Advantage. And but the Republicans don't want to go near any of that stuff.
Really? I mean, the defense budget, my understanding is the government accounting office, the GAO, can't even do an audit of the defense budget. They like 50 to 60% of their budget they can't even account for.
It's over $1 trillion in aggregate. Bernie Sanders and Rand Paul, talk about the odd couple, got together back, I think it was the last year of the Obama administration. I think it was 2015. I could be wrong, but it was while Obama was president. And, they pushed through legislation that forced an audit of the Pentagon. And that audit failed. It failed miserably. So, Byron, thank you for the call. Spot on. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. Otherwise, it's not democracy. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Start getting ready for Saturday. And remember, peace. Peaceful protests work. Violence does not. Thanks for being with us today. We'll see you tomorrow. So have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline line right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our estate with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After days of volatile protests in Los Angeles over federal immigration arrests, President Trump is defending his decision to mobilize National Guard troops, saying the protesters are professional agitators. California's Governor Gavin Newsom says the president did not have his approval to deploy the National Guard in the state and overstepped his authority. He's now planning to sue. More protests planned for today. ABC's Catherine Falder says the president also appears to support his border czar for more arrests.
All I have really seen Tom Homan and say is that he believes that Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass, if you will, crossed the line in terms of how, in the Trump administration's mind, they have reacted to these protests in L.A.
In California, the search for six people on board a plane that crashed near Point Loma in California yesterday continues. FAA records show the plane was registered to Optimal Health Systems. That company, in a statement, is sending condolences to family members. This is ABC News.